Chapter 4. Over the years, one of my problems with having potential and actual boyfriends was that they tended to show up at the worst possible moments. Like when that boy from my Music of the Ages college class caught me in bed next to his nearly naked Australian roommate, who'd invited me over to blow on his didgeridoo. Or when that cute parole officer from my mom's bicycle club pedaled by while I was being handcuffed alongside a Pennington County Sheriff's SUV. Or when Doc stopped by the house while I was making a candlelit dinner for an oversexed, wannabe baby daddy in my aunt's kitchen. My track record with men had a lot of crashes and burns. As I stood there trying to gauge Doc's reaction to my situation, I crossed my fingers that tonight wouldn't end with any hearts exploding into pieces, especially mine. "It's not really a dinner date," I explained. "More of a celebration meal." Without looking at Jeff, I added, "Will you join us?" When that didn't make any cracks in Doc's stony expression, I took the plate and bowl back from him and set them on the counter. Then I grabbed a stack of plates from the cupboard and handed them to him. "Please, set the table." Without giving him a chance to refuse, I took the spaghetti bowl over to the stove. The screen door crashed open and two bundles of energy in the form of little girls shot inside.
"Dad!"
Kelly ran up to Jeff, her eyes wide, matching her smile.
"Look what Addie found!"
Addie followed on her heels, holding something cupped in her hands. Jeff gave the two his full attention.
"What do you have there, Addie girl?"
I joined the trio to see what my daughter had in her hands. Addie wanted to be a veterinarian when she grew up, and her usual finds were not allowed in the kitchen, Elvis the chicken included. Addie opened her hands a crack, and a squeak came from inside. I jumped back. "No! Take it outside!"
"Mom, you didn't even see it."
"I don't care." I pointed at the back door, where Lane stood frowning back and forth between Jeff and Doc. "That thing squeaks. It does not belong in this house. Outside, now, Adeline Renee." Jeff cupped his hands around Addie's.
"Come on."